Welcome back, everybody, to Tom's Trail Tales. I'm your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trail and 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Thanks for joining me today. We will be continuing our hike on the North Country Trail as I put to podcast format or audiobooks, however you want to look at it. Hike number 30 in the 50 Hikes on Michigan-Wisconsin North Country Trail segment. That's the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest and Copper Falls State Park segment of the North Country Trail. And as always, I'd like to thank my friend Adam for providing the music. He is a musician in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So let's get this underway. This is a hike that's going to be 27.5 miles. It's going to take you 10 to 15 hours. It's going to start at Beaver Lake Campground in the Chequamegon, and it's going to end at the Copper Falls State Park. And you're going to notice the hilly terrain, lakes. There's going to be still mature forests. Although no wilderness areas to speak of, it's still going to have kind of a wilderness feel as you continue moving eastward. So the Chequamegon-Nicolet will come to an end, and you're going to be doing some road walks, and then you're going to get into the Copper Falls State Park. Now, the Copper Falls State Park used to be an out-and-back side trip, but now they've used some property that is privately held to connect you out of the Copper Falls State Park back to the trail. That is a huge deal, because when I hiked it back in 98, I went right by the park. I'm like, I am not hiking 18 and a half extra miles round trip in there. I did go back, and I have actually hiked it. But when I did, actually it was in 98, it was in, gosh, it was year 2000. When I hiked Wisconsin, I bypassed it just because it was a dead-end hike. So keep that in mind. So it is thought to have started about 6,000 years ago. With human activity in the area, people of the old copper complex, they lived here and mined copper. They did it for centuries. Then the area was abandoned, and then later the Sioux and Ojibwa found their way here. And eventually exploratory mining by Europeans and American miners started in 1860s. Small village popped up, mine shaft was drilled, which yielded barely any copper. So the company, even lowered the Bad River in order to temper the quickly rising waters flooding the shafts. So still, no copper was found worth mining, and the area was abandoned in the early 1900s. Now, the state park was established in 1929. Much of the infrastructure that still exists today, well, it was created by the Civilian Conservation Corps. So if you're into the CCC, check that out, because it was the park was practically built during the Great Depression. It's a great trail network. Has concessions. It is an awesome state park. I would put it on the level of Chequamegon Falls State Park if you wanted to kind of do a side-by-side comparison. So, from the state parks, it's really cool. They've got the trail developed off to the off towards Michigan. So it used to be a dead end and no longer is. The western trailhead for this segment is Beaver Lake Campground, and you're going to go east. From Mellon, take County Road GG. Excuse me, you're going to go west from Mellon. I think I found a typo in my own book. you're going to turn north onto Forest Road 188, which is also called Hanson Road. Drive less than a mile, then turn west on Forest Road 187, Mineral Lake Road. When Mineral Lake Road turns north, continue straight on Forest Road 198, just past the intersection with Forest Road 387. Look for the signs directing you into the Beaver Lake Campground. From the west in Drummond, drive north on US 63, and at Grandview, turn south on County Road D, and in about 4.5 miles, you turn east onto Forest Road 201, also known as Club Lake Road, for 3 miles, then north on Forest Road 202 for less than a mile, and then east onto Forest Road 198 for about 5 miles to Beaver Lake. Now, Copper Falls State Park is the eastern access point about 1 mile north of Mellon. Take Wisconsin 13 less than a mile north, then veer onto the to the right onto Wisconsin 169, and about a mile is the park entrance. So Mellon, as far as facilities and services is concerned, all services except for a hospital. Off-trail camping is allowed in the National Forest. Keep that in mind. Otherwise, a lot of private land. Assume if you're on a road walk, it is private land. So you're going to leave the Beaver Lake campground behind and continue northeast over hilly and sometimes rough terrain. And at 1.7 miles, you'll have an overlook of Seats Lake, and then you'll continue on, and it's still hilly. At 2.4 miles is the Mineral Lake Road trailhead. The Lake 3 campground entrance is another tenth of a mile to the north. You'll turn left on Mineral Lake Road, and the Russet campground with three campsites is on your right. You'll come to a valley and switch back down in elevation to cross an outlet to Beaver Dam Lake on the Brunsweiler River via an impressive bridge. You gotta check this thing out. Now follow the base of the hill, then climb back up in elevation with views of Beaver Dam Lake to the north. The trip dips into a valley, then back up to the next road crossing at the 6 mile mark, and that road is Hanson Road. From Forest Road 188, Hanson Road, the trail crosses a small intermittent stream and crosses Forest Road 188 to the north side. Now, the trail is slightly rolling by this point. It's no longer hilly, and this will be the case when you come to North York Road at 7.6 miles into your hike. The terrain continues to be heavily forested, and it becomes a little more rolling in topography. Descend across a stream and then ascend slightly, and about 2 miles, you'll come to an intersection with the Pinoki Mountain Ski Trail System. Now, what do we say about trail systems that are part of ski trail systems? Pay attention to the markings, because man, oh man, I hear more stories, and it's happened to me. It's happened twice that I can think of off the top of my head, getting lost in a ski trail system in the middle of summer. But there is a trail shelter found by taking the first trail south of Forest Road 1382, then turning north on the entrance road, and the shelter is on the west side of the road. That's pretty cool. That's a nice addition. 9.8 miles is Quarry Road and a trailhead, which the North Country Trail shares with the Pinoki Mountain Ski Trail System for the next mile. There are several trail intersections, all marked, but pay attention. And due to the gentle grades in this area, this is a popular ski trail, obviously. The North Country Trail deviates from these grades as it brings you up to the Pinoki Overlook for a view to the south, then downhill to a parking lot. The trail comes to County Road GG to negotiate over a tributary of the Bad River, turns left onto the road, and left again back onto the trail, which then shoots north uphill to the final trailhead in the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest at Cornstead Road, and that's a 13.5 mile mark. Now, long-distance hiker, congratulations are in order as you have hiked across your first national forest. From this point, it is 2.3 mile road walk to Mellon. Now, you're going to turn right onto Cornstead Road and hike it into the city of Mellon, which is reached at the 15.8 mile mark as you cross Wisconsin 13. Now, turn left, which is north, on Wisconsin 13, and one block north, turn right, which is east, onto East Bennett Street, where you'll find the post office. Turn right onto East Tyler Avenue, then left north onto Butler Road, and you'll bear left onto a multi-use trail at the 16.6 mile mark, and hike north along the Bad River, cross over, turning right onto Wisconsin 169, and continue to walk along the state highway toward Copper Falls State Park. The Copper Falls State Park entrance is at the 18.3 mile mark for the long-distance hiker or road walker. However, for the day hiker, this park makes for an exciting hike with its waterfalls, views, winding trails, and overall scenery. For the long-distance hiker, it used to be an out and back, but now you can hike through it to the other side. The current total trail distance is 9.2 miles from the park entrance until the trail hits the boundary of the state park. There's group sites here. There's a campground here. There's also a couple campgrounds, as well. So, it is a highly developed state park, if you will. The Doughboys Trailhead starts at the parking lot of the park and with a series of bridges crosses over the Bad River and a tributary of the Tyler Forks River. So, the trails in the park are going to wind around and follow the river and get you to the waterfalls. So, a lot of cool hiking in the, park, and it used to be a 13.8-mile road walk from the park entrance until the next trail segment, but now that is not the case. So that is awesome that we are still continuing to see trail development in the on the North Country Trail. Because, hey, you know what's nice about being a guidebook author is your guidebook is obsolete the moment it's published and you have to do a reprint. So right now, just some minor changes there. Now the next hike is going to be in Iron County. Now the thing is with the next hike is there's been some dramatic changes to how the trail runs. So stay tuned. I may have to make some modifications to the next entry. But anyways, that was hike number 30. And we are one more hike until we are in Michigan. And we'll do that next time here on Tom's Trail Tales. Thanks again. Check out the podcast. Gobs of content there, guys. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you again.